to our street report. I mean, the problem of ex-mine workers that had been with the department, with the task team, for close on to 8 years. It can never be that a task team established by the government to look at a problem in a province, not even the whole province, but in the former Transkei, that this kind of program should take more than 5 years to complete it. It's a no-no. So we call in this meeting to get the report. The agenda we have is to close this matter, give it finality, and yeah. So the purpose of the meeting, actually the intention at the end, is to ensure that at the end the program of ex-mine workers is completed and closed. The money is distributed. Where there is still money left, that money should be sent somewhere. We can decide as a task team whether to leave the money with the UIF or leave it with the Department of Health or wherever. This will come at a later stage. But for now, I'm going to hand over to the commissioner, Mr. Serue, to give us a brief. But maybe before that brief, let's get the letters of apology. This time I'm going to read them one by one, what's in the letters. This one is from Anton Albert, Honorable Albert. It reads, kindly submit my apologies to the chair for today's meeting. I'm only able to fly down this morning due to our involvement in the e-tolling court case. That's Anton Albert. It came via BlackBerry Vodacom. From Vuyokas Majalamba. Oh, good morning, Mr. Members of the Peace on Health will not be able to attend the meeting as they are busy preparing for the EPC, which is scheduled to take place this afternoon. They send their apologies. That is, yeah, somebody has apologized on your behalf. Yeah, officially you are not here. Those are the only apologies we have. Well, but this one is not good. What does it say? Okay. No, thank you very much. Let me hand over to Mr. Serue to brief us so that we can then engage with the report. Over to you, Commissioner Serue.
Good morning, Chairperson. Honorable members, management from the Department of Labor, Department of Health, and also the members of the Interdepartmental Task Team on ex-mine workers. Chairperson, I just need to indicate before I start that the team of ex-mine workers is not limited to Eastern Cape only. We have ex-mine workers coming from the Free State because they actually communicated to the office of the minister that they wanted to be part of this task team, and we were able to accommodate them. We also have the team from the Western Cape, which are also here with us, Chairperson. So the task team is not only about the Eastern Cape anymore. It has expanded. I also see, Chairperson, that members from the Eastern Cape have not yet arrived, the ex-mine workers from Eastern Cape, but I think they'll join us as we continue. I'm also wish to indicate that I'm also with Advocate Ngake, who's coming from the Department of Health. He's going to make a presentation on CCOD. The the purpose of our presentation, Chairperson, is to give a feedback on progress on the assessment on the claim on the claims of submitted by ex-mine workers. I don't know, Chairperson, that whether we can have an interpreter, because we may have a challenge with other people not hearing what you're saying. So the other aspect is to give feedback on payment of ex-mine workers. And the third point is to give feedback on the vouchers on hold, which is the payment that we made to ex-mine workers, but they actually bounced because of incorrect bank details.
You know what, Mr. So maybe let's do it this way, because we have already started and nothing was interpreted earlier, you know, when we talked. So my apologies to those who missed the first part of the discussion of the introduction. Maybe we need to start afresh so that we accommodate everybody.
Okay.
And maybe by doing this, we should do introduction so that, because I can see there are new faces here, so that they know who is who.
Okay.
We don't refer to people like the one with the red and multicolored tie. You need to know that he's Honorable Halare. And my name is Elegant Chavelin, the chairperson.
I'm a cricket from the base station, DA, and I'm one of the new faces.
I'm Thabo Motau, member of the Labour Portfolio Committee, his colleague.
I'm Papi Khana, a member of the committee.
I'm Hendrik Schmidt, a DA member and sole committee. Member of the Portfolio Committee on Mining Issues. Thanks.
Oh, so you're the only one. Are there other members to introduce themselves, members of Parliament? So we actually have only one member from Minerals. There's no apology from anyone from Minerals. They haven't sent an apology. Four have confirmed, so we're still waiting for the rest.
I did have four confirmations. I'm not sure if they're still on the way. The rest of them did not respond to say they're coming or not. I gave them 9:30, according to the notice.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
And the one who just got in here is it's Madam Mem Shelly Makubela Mashele. Madam Mem Shelly Makubela Mashele. Welcome, Honorable Member. Through, can you Commissioner, introduce your team?
Yeah. Chairperson, I will introduce myself and members can also introduce themselves. My name is Boaz Serowe. I'm the UIF Commissioner, but the chairperson of the Interdepartmental Task Team on ex-mine workers.
Morning. My name is Advocate Maile Ngake from National Department of Health.
Morning. My name is Bennett Vavi, ex-mine workers of Western Cape.
Morning, Honorable Members. My name is Tona Mnene, Parliamentary Liaison Officer, Minister of Labour.
Morning. My name is Thabo Madikazi, UIF Manager in the Eastern Cape. Thank you, Department of Labour.
Morning, Honorable Members. My name is Mawele Ndamo, Director UIF in the Western Cape. Thank you.
Ndatemo Fugeng from Free State Province, ex-mine workers.
Morning. My name is Nchama Kwenyani, Deputy Director, UIF Free State.
Morning, Honorable Members. Peggy Noble from UIF Finance Unit.
Morning, colleagues. My name is Franco Mabuya, UIF Communications in Pretoria. Thank you.
Morning, honorable members. My name is Sam Rotoba, Acting Director General, Department of Labor.
My name is Herbert Mkize. I work in the Office of the Minister of Labor.
My name is Musa Zonde. I work in the Office of the Minister of Labor.
My name is Nakutini Kitiko, member of Ex-Mine Workers.
My name is Malunga Ngati from the Western Cape, an additional member dealing with the matters of ex-mine workers. And my name, as I'm speaking, I'm Benjamin Yezani Mbo, a language practitioner translator, where my services are required. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can you give over to Ntate Surua to brief us on the ex-mine workers report? Are you sure that people don't need interpretation?
Yes, Mr. For now.
Okay. You fire.
Chairperson, okay. I indicated that the interdepartmental task team has expanded.
Second, because it is followed by the Interdepartmental Department,
we have the Western Cape and the Free State, which have been added to the committee.
The Free State and the Western Cape as the committee.
I will make the presentation on the UIF. And also talk about the Provident Fund and Pension Fund. Advocate Nake will present on the CCOD. Which falls under the Department of Health. The purpose of the presentation is to give feedback on progress on the assessment of claims submitted by ex-mine workers. To give feedback on payment of ex-mine workers. To give feedback on the vouchers on hold or outstanding payments. Which means is the money, Chairperson, that we paid but did not reach the beneficiary. Because of incorrect bank details and in some cases the bank accounts were closed by the bank. We came in August, Chairperson, so my report is going to cover the activities from September to date. The agreement with the ex-mine workers was that we are going to have a closing date of September for them to submit the list of people that they believe are beneficiaries of pension funds, UIF, money from the rent mutual assurance. We received a list of 2,109
names.
From the Eastern Cape, we received 309. Free State, 796.
Free State, Cape, Safumana Makula, Mama Suma, Western Cape,
1004.
Abedona, Colony, Safumana, Iwaka, El Nesin.
Chairperson, what we did with all with the list of names is that we were able to interrogate
1691.
The 418 is still to be analyzed.
Amakulama na nesumenesbozo kusamele ukuthi phononongwe eloli.
Of the 1,691 names that we analyzed, 1,354 was sent to Deba, and we have received employment history for only 327.
Kwela waka amakulama tanda atu amasumalitua bananya magane suafumeneyo. Iwa waka amakulama tatu amasumama tana nesine. Amakama tunyeroka Deba. Saya safumana amanye amagama abantu abasebenzayo abebesebenza amakhulu amathathu amashumi amabini anesixhenxe.
Unfortunately, on those names we don't have the history of remuneration.
Ngelishwa kuwo onke loo magama ke asinayo imbali yokuthi bebehlawulwa kanjani na.
So the difficulty we have as the UIF is that you pay per salary, you pay based on how much a person is earning.
Imagine now kwelicandelo lakwa UIF lelo kuba wamkela ngokwemali oyifumeneyo kubhalwa ngokwemali umuntu abeyamkela.
That will obviously cause delay in terms of payment.
Oko ke iyawuba ngumozana woba kubekho ibazitsa ke ekuboneleleni ukuba kuyahlawulwa.
These names with no remuneration information were sent to the labor centers for ex-mine workers.
Lama gama atunyere kweli kandelo lemi sebenzi kubukantunyere abanda baze sabsebenza as mine.
So that the ex-mine workers can help us in estimating their salaries in order for UIF to process the claim.
Kukwenzelo baba sabsebenza as mine bakwazi kusinceda ukwenzela eli kandelo hapo kufunwa khona ukuba abantu babize imali ababayinikwe kuncedwe ezo mali bazibizayo.
The information that we look for, it could be in the form of a payslip.
Ulwazi esilufunayo lingalo ulwazi olawunikezelwa ngokuba umuntu akhuphe iphepha elibonisa uba umvuzo wakhe wayesamkela malini.
If that is not possible, to have a statement, an affidavit that indicates that this is the amount of money that I earned before I left my work. We have received some information, but we're still waiting for some other information. The 1,027 names of the 1,354 which was sent to Deba came back with no validation.
Amagama 1,037 abuye kwa Deba.
That could mean that the people never worked in the mine.
Loo nto ingazala okanye ingakhokelele ukubemba aba bantu abazange babe basebenza emine.
However, we gave the ex-mine workers the benefit of a doubt.
Kambe noxa kunjalo abebesakusebenza emine siye sabeka ungqabalaza wentandabuzo phantsi kwamagama.
We also sent this list to our labor centers for ex-mine workers leaders to provide at least records that can be used to process the claim.
Sayithumela oluhlu kwicandelo lezemisebenzi kwabathetheyo ababesakuphatha kumacandelo emine bakwazi ukuba bangasinceda ukuxhasana nathi kwezi mali zifunwayo.
We're still waiting for this information still, Chairperson.
Sihlalo sisalindile olo lwazi okokuba silufumane.
174 of the names provided out of 1,691 were checked, and we found that they don't have valid ID numbers.
amagama sijonge ikhulu amashumi asixhenxane sine lamagama kulamagama aliwaka makhulu mathandathu amashumi alithoba nanye safumanisa ukuba abanazo eziqinisekileyo iinombolo zezazisi iincwadi zezazisi zabo.
So for us to process this claim, it will take a bit longer, as we need to get as much information as possible to be able to process this claim.
Ukuphumeza ke okufunwa kwezimali kuthi yoba nelibazisa iyawusithatha ixesha elide ukuphumeza ezimali ezifunwayo kangangokuba sifuna ngokwexesha esilifunayo.
Fortunately, on our system, we have records of
163 ex-mine workers.
Out of
1,691
that
were submitted and checked by us,
we have invited these people to make application forms and the process of payment is taking place,
Chairperson.
We have. So what it means, Chairperson, is that on the list that was given to us,
oko ke sihlalo kuthethwa ukuthi kuluhlu ebesilinikiwe thina,
we find that we can pay 327.
Sifumene ukuba singahlawula amakhulu mathathu amashumi abini anesixhenxe
and 163
kudibene nalakhulu mathandathu,
which is around 480 people.
Ithethe ukuthi ngamakhulu amane amashumi asibhozo abantu xa bephelele.
Chairperson, with regard to the payments that we are making, up to the date, the FAD has processed payments to 1,206 beneficiaries to the value of
4.9
million. The actual payment from the process payment is 4.2, and I'll explain why.
Imali engundoqo kanye efuneka ihlawuliwe yi 4.2 million. India ukucacisa uba kutheni kunjalo.
Because the difference is what is rejected by the bank.
Iyantlukano imali yahlukileyo yile ikhatywayo zibank.
Because of bank accounts have been closed.
Isizathu soko intoba incwadi iakhawunti zebhanka zivaliwe.
Or the banking details are incorrect.
Okanye intukaca ebezinikezelwe uba nantsi inombolo yebhanka naligama azifanelekanga zilunganga yezo.
So the total rejected payment is 650,822.
615,000 imali yonke
ekhatyiweyo. On page 6, slide number 6, I deal with vouchers on hold. Which is the rejected payment. The total at the beginning, Chairperson, was 268 people's payments were rejected, and the amount is equivalent to 1 million.
Bekukhatywe abantu abayi 268 isixa semali sisondele ku 1 million yerandi.
So from the period of September up to date, we have been focusing with the ex-mine workers leaders on finding these people whose payments have been rejected.
Ukusukela ngoSeptemba uzotsho namhlanje besithetha neenkokeli zabantu basezimine sizama ukuba sifumane aba bantu.
We were able to trace hundreds of these people. And we were able to pay them 417,000.
417,000.
We are busy tracing the 168 people.
Sisaqhubekeka siphandana le 168 yabantu.
So that we can pay them 650,000.
Sizokwazi ukubahlawula 650,000.
So the department officials from head office, provincial offices, and the ex-mine workers leaders visited different places.
Amagosa anasele kahulumende akumanqabana ahlukeneyo asebenza kuwo.
More than once to meet the affected beneficiaries to obtain the correct banking details and pay their claims.
Banomdla kakhulu bawafumana abantu abachaphazelekayo bafumana iinkcukacha zabo bakwazi kaloku ukubahlawula nezabo imfanelo.
The result is, as I've already explained, 100 people were found and 417 was paid today.
Kunjalo abantu abalikhulu bafunyenwe 217 yabantu yabe ihlawulwe.
The challenges that we face, Chairperson, as we go from one place to another searching for these people.
Imingeni esiyifumanayo xa sisuka kwindawo nganye sisiya kwenye sizama ukuzingelana naba bantu sihlala.
And also taking your advice where you said we must also go on radio, we did exactly that.
Saltata necebiso lakho wawuthi masiye nakona mathotholo sikwenzile inene noko.
Now the challenges we face is that in some towns the earth mine workers leaders were not present to assist the officials of the department.
Emngeni esiyifumeneyo kwezinye idolobha abantu ababesaka ukusebenza ezimayini babengekho ukwenzela uba bazokwazi ukuxhasa okanye ukusebenzisana negosa elisebenzayo.
And their reasons are valid, Chairperson, because they indicated that at that point in time they did not have adequate funds.
Izizathu zabo ziyavakala sihlalo kuba ngelo xesha babethe okwakaloku njengelo thuba babengenayo umtsikane ngokufanelekileyo.
That there was miscommunication, Chairperson, because from time to time we do fund their transport costs as they move from one place to another. In some cases, the majority of the people we expected did not show up.
Manye sanzo sihlalo uninzi labantu besibalindele abakhange baphumelele okanye bafike.
While we tried to help the beneficiaries to open the bank account,
xa besizama ukunceda abantu abajonge ukuba bafumane ezimali ngokuthi bavule iincwadi zebhanka,
we realize that the banks take time to open this account, Chairperson.
Siye sadibana nenzima yokuba iibhanka nazo zithabathelazithuba ekuvuleni ezincwadi zebhanka.
We sat on the 13th of April 2012 with the earth mine workers.
Ngomhla weshumi elinesithathu kwe-April 2012 sasala naba bantu babesaphangela emayini.
So that we can talk about how do we go about tracing the 168 people whose vouchers are on hold.
Sizama ukubonisana uba singenza ntoni na kungafunyanwa kanjani na aba bantu elikhulu mashumi mathandathu anesibhozo abasadingekayo.
As government, we agreed that we must use all avenues of communication to reach these people.
Njengarhulumente siye savumelana uba masisebenzise ndlela zonke zokuqhagamshelwana khona ukuze sifumanane naba bantu.
We said we'll use the chief of place of those places.
Siye sathi sawusebenza iinkosi zezo ndawo.
And councillors.
Sisebenze nooceba.
To ensure that the affected beneficiaries are reached and their benefits are paid.
Ukuqinisekisa ukuba bayafumaneka abantu esibafunayo neemfanelo zabo ziyahlawulwa.
We need to indicate, Chairperson, that the leaders of X mine workers were not happy with this decision.
Masiqinisekise sihlalo ukuba iinkokheli zabantu abalesaba ukusebenza ezimayini akhange babe baqinile okanye banelisekile yile ndlela sisebenza ngayo.
But we insisted as government that we must use all possible avenues to ensure that people are being paid.
Kodwa saqinisekisa thina njengorhulumente makusetyenziswe masolotya wonke ukuqinisekisa kokuba abantu inene bayahlawulwa.
some of them reluctantly agreed to this resolution.
Abanye ngokungazimiseki okukhulu baphelele bevumelana nesiphakamiso sethu.
Suppose I'll go to slide number, because the CCOT staff advocate Nake will deal with it. Advocate Nake will make that presentation. I took efforts, Chairperson, to communicate with the Chamber of Mines. And fortunately, we were able to come to an agreement that they still need to be part of this team. They said that I must forward them the names of all people who believe that they have claims with them. We gave them a list of 4,100 IDs and names. In order for them to establish if there are any pension fund or provident fund due to the ex-mine workers. So they've agreed to take the names and use and work with DEBA to do their best to ensure that if there are things that are valid, then they should actually execute the payment. I need to indicate, Chairperson, that initially the Chamber of Mines and the 1974 Pension and Provident Fund were part of this team.
Chamber of Mines, Nala.
We gave them the first list initially. They came to us and said, we don't find anyone who has claims with us. They indicated that most of the outstanding or those people that they tried to get hold of are from African countries like Malawi, Lesotho, and other countries. And in South Africa, they have few people who they owe some money. But we have also come to an agreement that will anyway give them some names for the last time so that they can also do their checking. The Rand Mutual Assurance was also part of the team. We gave them 18,000 names and we did make a presentation to that effect to this committee. But they also came and they found few people who were on their records and they indicated that those people were in any way paid. But as we receive names from ex-mine workers, we also submit the names to them so that they can continue with their validation. So that is my presentation, Chairperson, and I thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Zulu. Thank you very much. And I just want to correct one thing. I say this advocate Ngake. Nothing like it.
Okay.
Nake.
Nake. Yeah. Me. Advocate Nake. Over to you, Manahosh.
Chairperson, thank you. And thanks to the members. Once again, let me greet you.
And go to Shadow, go to Sinkumalungu, Mandi Tinde, Dinibuli Sekananzahar.
As alluded to by Commissioner Throway,
then go by S. Kazirom Commissioner, I'll share.
I will directly deal with the progress made by CCOD and the challenges that we faced as a Department of Health.
Now, Kaza, Ekubu Kitenwen, Alole Kandelo, CCOD, Nessing Mingeni, Essie Bonayon, Jenge Kandelo, the 7SMP.
Chairperson, to the extent that we could succeed to pay, we have so far, upon receipt of 18,000 claimants.
Sixalo, Ukagalo, Gunje, Salon, Kuetu, Sifumene, Ababanga, yo, 18,000, Yaban.
We have succeeded to pay 12,000.
Siesa Pumelela, Ukuti, Si Saule, 12,000, Kwababan.
6,000 still to be paid.
Usa sele 6,000 yabantu esafuneka siyihlawule.
And Chairperson, the challenge that we find ourselves in is as follows.
Sihlalo, umngeni esizibona sikuwo kulolu hlobo lulandelayo.
There has been difficulty in locating some of the claimants.
Kubekho ingxaki ekufumaneni abanye babantu ababangayo abafuna intlawu.
Efforts were made in terms of a resolution to address this challenge.
Zenziwa amalinge ngokwemindlela esinazo zonke ukusombulula le ngxaki nalo mngeni.
By way of locating them.
Ngendlela yokubafumana.
And several members of the office succeeded to go out up to the Eastern Cape level.
Amagosa ambalwa eofisini ade aphumelela. Uba ade athabathe uhambo abheke eMpuma Koloni.
Same with Department of Labor, efforts were made to meet councillors, chiefs to locate the beneficiaries.
Ubona L7, lezemisebenzi, kuye kwazanywa ukudibana nenkosi, kuzanywa ukudibana noceba ukuzama ukusombulula le nkinga.
But in venture.
Kodwa ke yatsho phansi sihlalo.
Claimants who believe that they still have a valid claim still continue to approach the department.
Abantu abanenkolelo yokubabona inene sinobango olufanelekileyo basaqhubekeka ukwenze njalo besondela besiza ngakwisele.
They come individually, Chair.
Beza elowo nalowo wazizele sihlalo.
Irrespective of efforts made that in the light that this process should be terminated.
No, xa kwenze amalinge okokuba le mbama ube uyaqotsheliswa.
We are continuing to assist them, Chair.
Sisaqhubekeka sihlalo sincedana nabo.
Now we still encourage members of X-Miners to assist in those who can be located.
Si sabacela abantu abesakho ukuphangela ezimayini bazame ukuncedana nathi kwabo basenako ukuba bangafunyanwa.
But so far, Chair, we have not succeeded to trace those individuals.
Kodwa uzokumaga ngoku sihlalo asiphumelelanga ekubeni ba sibe nokuba singabafumana abo bantu.
Thank you, Chair.
Enkosi kakhulu sihlalo.
Thanks, Advocate. Over to you, Honorable Members. Commissioner Suru, I thought when we started this meeting, or when we called this meeting, the intention was to get a briefing, a report, progress report, about ex-mine workers in the Eastern Cape. Because the committee, when it was initially formed, that was the project we were dealing with. Of course, it had to be national, but the focus was more in the Eastern Cape. When the committee expanded, We are not told about this. I'm hearing about it for the first time in this meeting. And that there will be people from other provinces other than the Eastern Cape. So this changes the complexion of the meeting. And this is not what we were waiting for. There's nothing wrong in inviting other people, but we should have been told that the committee is expanded. We are unable to trace these people from the beginning when we started. Now they just came in now when the committee is thinking about folding the program in the Eastern Cape. You know. And when we are about to fold this thing, you're actually telling us that actually it must start from scratch. Because now people who are here are going to ask us questions about what happened between 94 up to date. And this meeting is not going to be very productive because we are going to end up briefing up everybody about what has happened in the past. And we have a time constraint that we have other things that we need to do after lunch. Well, I welcome these new members of the task team. And I was going to ask that if it's in order with the members, that we restrict our discussion to the program in the Eastern Cape. So that if we close it, we know that this is what we are going to do, that these are the steps we need to take to put this matter to rest. It's been with the committee for, even before my time, before I even came to Parliament. This matter was in Parliament. It's close on to 8 years. So I'll open this thing to other members just to comment about what do they think about this suggestion, or if there is any other suggestion different from the one that I've suggested. Over to you, members.
Schmidt, Mr. Chair. My keeps on working. Can I just say two things, Mr. Chair? One is, there is something called prescription of a claim. That's normally 3 years. Now, I'm not saying it should be applied, but somewhere along the line, there should be a deadline, because as we go along, seemingly, more and more claimants come to the fore, some which have valid IDs, some which don't have valid IDs. Now, on that issue, I think firstly, there should be a decision somewhere that a deadline be placed on the submission of further claims and the finalization of this matter, because if someone doesn't claim his money, well, you know, he's either passed away, but you should try at all costs to ensure that people are reached, whichever, whether it's by virtue of the sheriff, that his last known address, but you will need to show that you've really tried to individually approach those outstanding members. In other words, confirm as fast as possible in terms of a legal process. Get the sheriff, last known address, serve it on him or his family to ensure that you can show that you've tried everything possible to service the documents on him. And then the last issue I'd just like to ask is the 174 IDs. Does it mean that the list of the details are correct? It's only the IDs that are wrong? Or does it mean that due to the fact that the IDs are incorrect, that it's a possibility that those claimants don't exist? I'm not sure which of the two it is. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Zuru, the other thing I want to know is what happened to the old members of the board? Because, you see, if we have the task team each time, there are new members coming in and the old ones are not, they will never, we will never, this matter will never be put to rest. Where are the old task team members that we know? What happened to them? There should be an explanation. They have resigned or whatever. You said earlier that some people are late, but
we have made arrangements for
They asked X-Mine workers from the Eastern Cape to travel yesterday to come over, and the information we have that they came over to Cape Town yesterday, so they're supposed to be here with us this morning. I don't know where the delay is, because I thought most of the time I find them here when I come. So we made all the arrangements, the planes and also the accommodations for them to be able to arrive. So at this point in time, I'm not sure where they are.
Implications for continuing with the meeting, where the people that you are supposed to be addressing are not here. You know? So it's very problematic, and I already foresee chances of a fruitless and wasteful expenditure against the officer that is wrong. You flew in people yesterday. It's already, what's the time now? It's past 10. The meeting was starting at 9. The people are not here. You don't know where they are. And who is supposed to know where these people are? Is it the committee secretary? Is it the chair of the committee? Or the whip? I don't think it belongs to our office to trace people. And we cannot continue with this meeting without the relevant people. Because for now, I'm saying the new members of the committee, according to me, they are okay being in this meeting, but the discussion is not about them today. We're talking about the Eastern Cape. And they were not even in the task team before. They just came in. I don't know what date. Can I give over to other members to pass their remarks and comments or questions? Honorable Harar.
Chair, like you said, it's going to be very difficult to ask questions and come to a conclusion. Like, for instance, people, there's a lot of reference to Teba and consultation. These mine workers, and some, there's no ID numbers. Look, even during apartheid, you could not get employed unless you had a passbook. And all passbook had numbers. So everybody who had a pass had a number. And if you were employed, you had that. And nobody can say that they were employed, but they don't know where they were working. Even without Teba, these people are supposed to know where they went to work. If they're ex-mine workers, there must be a mine where they worked. So they themselves can state that I worked at this mine during this time during this particular period. So I that's why I've got questions to ask about these things, because the validity of information, you don't necessarily have got to go to the chief, to go to the Teba, to go. Those people who claim to have worked at a mine must know where they worked. They must either have an ID number. If they don't have an ID number, they definitely have got a passbook number. And if they don't have that information, the mine where they claim to have worked will have that particular information. That's why that's the thing I'm asking. The last point is that, look, it's going to be very problematic for us to try and prescribe that people should not be paid, because if you are a mine worker, you might have moved from one place to the other because you are looking for a job. And as far as I'm concerned, I believe if there can be enough information to show that at one point or the other you worked at this mine and you are being owed money, you must be paid that money, irrespective of how long you took before you claimed that particular money, because that's your money. And we should not be technical as a committee to say you are supposed to. There must be a deadline. The deadline should be to say, if you can produce evidence that you work and there is evidence that you are owed money, you must be paid that particular money. But the problem I have is this process of identifying people. To if a person does not know where they worked, it means they never worked there. If you don't know where you worked before, it means you have never worked anywhere. You have never been an ex-mine worker. I mean, we are living in South Africa. People take chances. Every time when money is going to be paid, people take chances to say, let me try my luck. I mean, that's why all of us play lotto every Saturday. You know, we take chances. So those who take chances must be sifted out and be told that, no, here, comrades, you are taking chances. Please. Mine workers means somebody who did work there, not somebody who wishes to have worked there because payment is taking place now.
You see, Honorable Khanari, that is where the problems are. Okay? Because some of the people who worked in the mine died some years ago. Now we're talking about their descendants. We're talking about this mine is paid to Omolokazana. Oh? Omolokazana. So it's a very complex thing. That's why I suggested that this discussion cannot continue without those people that we interacted with in the last week. It's even worse because we paid for their flights yesterday and the hotels. Why are they not here? At Mzolis. Yeah, then we should have at the venue of the meeting at Mzolis, if you know that they were there. Let's get Comrade Faith, Honorable Mutau, and Honorable Makubele Moshe, to hand up.
Morning, thank you, Chair. I don't know if this is becoming a joke or if it's something to be concluded. And there's a lot of confusion in this juncture this morning about the processes. It's almost as if we're starting something new. And I don't think we should be taking that lightly, Chair, because there's expenses involved. Chairperson, I think looking at the road that this process has taken and looking at the fact that there was a task team established to conclude what comes from the UIF and what comes from occupational health, where the last time they were here, they even decided that they are going to call this whole process a project with a particular amount attached to it. We should consider going back to that report to get something that's conclusive about that report and stop repeating work and wasting. Because the last time these people were here, there's supposed to be task team that was here, that multi-task team that was here. I think they were supposed by now to be giving us a conclusive report of all relevant stakeholders involved. Instead of us, every time we come here, we get these new reports that we are supposed to be starting afresh on. So my suggestion, Chair, is that rather than make a joke out of this whole thing and people not understanding who they're working with or not working with and trying to find the ex-mine workers, we come to a conclusion as the committee is to say, what are we saying? What is our next step from here to still ensure that this becomes a conclusive issue? Because we're wasting a lot of time. It's becoming a joke. Nobody appears to be serious here. And the total new faces that you are seeing representing to us, new information is not going to help us much.
Before Mr. Mudel comes in, there was interpretation when we were continuing with the presentation, and I'm just afraid that some people might be left behind in the discussions that we are continuing with without engaging them. And some of the members of the ex-mine workers are here, and the last time I remember is that they also needed some interpretation of this English language that we are continuing to use.
So I presume there will be some interpretation. Thank you, Chair. Just a couple of questions from my side for clarity. I'd like to associate myself with the colleague at the back. I would have expected, since there was a task team, that we would be getting a report from the task team with support from the officials for closing the gaps.
Ukuzibandakanya nentetha ethethwe lilungu eliphambi kwam ndilinde uba kuba bekho i-task team ebekiweyo apha besawufumana ingxelo esuka kule task team.
And my thinking was that the people who are here attending the meeting would be the members of the task team, even if there were others who are not in the task team, but I would have thought that the members of the task team would be here to report. The other comment I'd like to make, Chair, is that I'd like to associate myself with a remark you made earlier about focusing on the Eastern Cape situation, but we cannot ignore the fact that there are people now in the Free State and in the Western Cape.
Ndifuna ukuzibandakanya nawe sihlalo xa usithi masithethe nabantu baseMpuma Koloni kodwa noxa kunjalo asikwazi ukuba sibe siyayityeshele uba kukho nabanye abantu abasuka kwezinye iindawo ezifana neFree State.
So we would need to make give some steer to the officials and the task team as to how they handle those two, the people from the two other areas.
Kufuneka siqiniseke ukuba usihlalo committee sawiqwalasela njani indima yabanye abantu aba basuka kwezinye ezi ndawo zimbini ngoku zivelayo.
Thank you, Chair.
Kuphelele apho.
Thanks. Did I see any other hand? Honorable Makhubele Mashele.
Thanks, Chairperson. Mine would be, you know, the report that we are given or the presentation that was given to us by Mr. Sirua.
In data okanye ingxelo esinikiweyo ngumnumzana uSirua.
Oh, Sirua.
Sirua.
It's a reflection or a report of the interdepartmental task team.
Ingxelo ekhokelelwe lesi sebe laseburhulumenteni kweli sebe belikulo.
And that report should be a report that is owned by all members of the interdepartmental task team, including the ones that came in late in the meeting.
Onke amalungu kufuneka abe nayo loo ngxelo. Nala malungu angene kamva apha entlanganisweni kufuneka abe nayo loo ngxelo.
Now, my problem would be is that the report was given to us and some of the members of the interdepartmental task team came in late, and in previous meetings we had issues where the report was not, well, there were claims that the report was not what the other members.
Sinikiwe ingxelo amanye amalungu angene kamva sele siqhubeka kwizihlandla ezingaphambili kwakhe kwabakho isiphakamiso sokuba ingxelo ekhoyo intetho ekwingxelo asiyo le ntetho kanye kanye kufuneka yiyo.
Now, Chairperson, I would want you to give us a direction here to say how do we engage on the report by the chair of the interdepartmental task team.
Sihlalo sinika umkhombandlela sawuqhuba njani xa siqwalasela ingxelo enikezelwe nguhlalo wale task team.
And then the last one would be that with the inclusion of Western Cape and Free State into the interdepartmental task team, can Mr. Sirua actually tell us how they came about to be included? Because as far as we know is that this interdepartmental task team comprises of these members. Now, if there is an inclusion of others who are now part of the interdepartmental task team, I think you owe it to us to just tell us how they came about.
Enye into singathanda uba sifumane umkhombandlela kumnumzana usekumayelana uba njengoba sekuvela ngokuba kukho nabantu basentshona koloni nabasefree state, aba bantu ekungeneni apha kule ndima bangenelela kanjani, iqwalaselwe kanjani eyabo imeko, asinike umkhombandlela.
I rest the Chairperson.
Ndimile apho sihlala.
Thank you, Honorable Makhubele Mashele. Any other hand from the members? Honorable members? Okay. Nathasuru.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Maybe to start with the the last question. This committee did at some point, especially when the chairperson of the Mineral Resources Committee, Mr. Gono, he indicated that there are a lot of ex-mine workers throughout the country who did not get their benefit.
The committee wako wachaza ngaphambili ukuba ezweni jikelele baninzi abantu ababephangela ezimayini ababengazange babe bafumene iimfanelo zabo.
And we also, the committee also advised us to go out and do advocacy.
Yasi cebisa ikomiti uba makhe nabe siphumele phandle.
And the former minister of labor, Mr. Mdladlane,
owayesakuba ngumphathiswa wezimayini okamdladlana ngaphambili.
He went to the Eastern Cape to exactly that, where he actually called on ex-mine workers to come forward with information, especially on the CCOD.
Waya pa kwimpuma koloni apho wathetha nababesakwa ukuphangela ezimayini ezithizali ngaphambili into zakuthi makuziwe nolwazi oluchaphazela le miba.
The new Minister of Labor also got a request from Free State.
Nomphathiswa omtsha naye ufumene ulwazi olusuka pha e-Free State.
For people who indicated that they are also ex-mine workers, they also believe that they have money that they are owed.
Abantu ababesithi nabo babesaka ukuphangela ezimayini yaye inkolo yabo yokuba nabo banazo imali abazityalwayo.
And then the advice you got was that since you already have a team that is working on this aspect,
cebiso salifumenayo lelokuba sekuba sele sinalo iqela elisebenza mayelana lo mba,
let them also be included in this task team.
Nabo ke mabafakwe kulo task team ebisebenza ngalo mba.
In the Western Cape, as the chairperson, there have been some marches to Parliament and also the office of the minister.
Ape Western Cape bathe bahamba bezaphe Parliament nakwi office yomphathiswa.
So there also the advice we got was that can we also include them and not work with things in a piecemeal approach?
Safumana ngcebiso ethi singababandakanya nabo sibafake singasebenzi nje kuphela negcunswana elibucayo.
Because while we concentrate on the Eastern Cape,
ngoba elicatshwa siqwalasela sisebenza nabasempuma koloni,
then the Minister of Labor becomes inundated with a lot of requests from other provinces.
Umphathiswa wezemisebenzi banezicelo ezisuka kwinkalo zonke.
So we found at that point in time that it is important for us to work to deal with this matter in a comprehensive manner.
Kulelo xesha safikelela kwingcinga yokuba inene kufanelekile uba lo mba siwuqwalasele ngendlela efanelekileyo ngokubandakanyeka.
Before we included them in the task team, we also asked the members of the interdepartmental task team.
Phambi koba sibafake kule task team, siye sacela namalungu aleyo task team
to say, can we include these people?
Sibuze uba singabafaka na aba bantu.
And there was also consensus on that point.
Na lapho kulo mbuzo kwaba kwimvumelwano.
And also, chairperson, with regard to the Western Cape again,
kwakwisihlalo mayelana naba lapha eNtshona Koloni,
there was an indication from the members of the task team who were there at that point.
Amalungu ale task team ayekho apho ngelo xesha.
To say they also represent people from the Western Cape.
Yaba ngabo abathi bakwanele nabantu balapha eNtshona.
When we interacted with them,
sithetha nabo,
they also indicated from the Western Cape that they also want to be represented.
Nalapha e-Western Cape kuba nabo bayafuna ukumelwa.
Thank you, Chairperson.
I'm having a problem. The place at which we are going, this day is going to be wasted. The question is, why weren't we told, Reina, as the portfolio committee? You know,
because we are hearing about this thing for the first time in this meeting. If we were told earlier, we are going to suggest members of the task team can come, the new ones, but the mat on the table will be discussing the Eastern Cape, not the whole national program, because it will be studying for the first time in other provinces. You know, the initial work in terms of the report that we have. On the agenda today, we're going to discuss winding the Eastern Cape program. I discussed it with you after our meeting last week of the portfolio committee. I still met with you and said, this is what we intend doing as a committee. But you didn't even tell me that the matter is extended and that we're going to give our report. The reporting format will be different from the last one, from what we used. Can you...
In my call about the special umtumbu asempu ma koloni. Umtumbu na adilege mbubu na zonoza sentu na koloni neza se freistata. Zondo kengu kastralo imbega kuingati. Kuba kange kuchuga nga pandila kazelwe. Uba kwa ufuneka kukwala sewe umba ona bengo lisobo. Bengu chongwe kwa lono kikasa kukwala umba wa sembu makolo one. Unabileke ngu. Nanso api ngati nkosi koi.
And it's not because we are rejecting people from the Free State and the Western Cape. But we say, what we are coming to discuss today was, how do we follow the program in the Eastern Cape? And the people who are at the center are coming to nearly 2 hours.
Nabandu
meeting. And Nakona, there's a 2 hours late in jail. We are told that Bastaluba, you were booked in yesterday. You slept up. But now you are coming to the meeting 2 hours late, which is eating into our time.
Any Magi, Abandu, Aba, kanti ulwazi olukhoyo lolo babafakwe kwasezindaweni zohlala kwangephezolo yinto ingxaki kanye kanye ngoku kuziwa ngeli xesha kamva kangaka apha phambi kwethu.
We need to give that explanation. Maybe it will help me and the committee to make a determination of that. Because the way things are going on, I have a feeling that, my neck tells me that something is not well.
Ndina even kaleba kukwinto ezingalunganga kodwa ke masibekwe kumkhomba ndlela salathiselwe indlela nathi.
I have a feeling that this thing is going to make conclusion of this matter very difficult. And it's going to be to take even longer than we thought it will take.
Sele nginomkhano ba ingathi ngolu hlobo kukhutywa ngalo izawulibazisa le nto. Sawufikelele esiphelweni kade iyawuthatha ixesha elingaphezulu kuneli besilithelekelela uba singagqiba namhlanje.
Zimzilo siruwe kuthi uthene uCommissioner Siruwe. Manje ke bendizosuggesta ukuthi we need to listen to the Eastern Cape ex mine workers.
Mna bendicebisa uba ngoku masimamele kwaba besaka usebenza emigodini abaseMpuma Koloni.
Ukuthi when bafike nini, what was their brief about the meeting? You know, so I think since we need to leave no stone unturned until we get to the bottom.
Bafike
what
nini?
Causes this confusion?
Bebesazi ntoni ngentlanganiso, kucaciswe zonto, sizophuma kaloku kule nto besinamathandabuzo.
I don't know Bitulu Utatunya for okay. You can say who is going to respond on your behalf. Anyone?
Banuza upenda ninga acho nina ubang banu ya upenda pakati kwe.
Oh, enkosi mhlanga phambili. Mandibulise yonke inhlanganiso.
Thank you, Chairperson. Allow me to greet everybody in the meeting.
Ndibulele ke elithuba lonikwa okokubana sicacise into yoba sifike emva emveni kweeyure ezimbini nje kutheni.
Thanks for being given the opportunity to explain as to why we arrived 2 hours later.
Kumaxesha angaphambili xa besisiza kwezinhlanganiso besifika kwangethuba.
previously when we used to come to these meetings, we used to arrive early.
Kuba kwenye yokusitada ekuseni kulanda usithe salaliswa kuyo ibifika kwangexesha lo mntu ke besiqelele ndoba imali leyo iya usithatha usithatha ngexesha elithile.
Because the person who used to fetch us from where we used to sleep used to tell us in time that the vehicle will arrive at such and such a time early to come and pick us up.
Namhlanje ke kange kwenzeke ngolo hlobo oko silindile sade ke safonela uDorothy ePretoria.
Today it did not happen like that. We had been waiting there for a vehicle to pick us up until such time that we had to phone Dorothy in Pretoria.
Uthethe uDorothy kuthi xa besiqelela kuthiwe sikufutshane kakhulu sireza ngenyawo apha.
Dorothy then told us that it has been said that we are in the vicinity nearby, we can walk to this area.
Kungoko ke siqalileyo ke ukukhangela njengoba sesiphulekane nesitrato esiza ngapha epalamente sihamba ngezo nyawo.
That is then that we decided which street to follow here to parliament, and we then walked on foot here to parliament. Imagine a person who used to be transported to the meeting, now all of a sudden you have to walk to the place where the meeting
is.
And also have the background of this person not knowing Cape Town, but the person is quite interested that I do want to arrive in the meeting. The possibly you would be satisfied or dissatisfied with what had happened.
Because of that, it's going to be long now.
You apologize for that, as we also want to participate and take part in the meeting like all others. Sometimes we would not respond directly in the meeting, but that would not be done intentionally. But at that time, we would be striving or trying to work hand in hand, assist the meeting, not trying to disturb the proceedings. Thank you very much for that, Chairperson.
Thanks, Dr. Nyamf. Thank you very much for this explanation. It's clear then that the coordinators did not apply their minds. Because how do you take a person who is coming to Cape Town, I mean for the first time, to walk on their own from a hotel to this without a map, without even somebody to guide them? That is true. This matter should not repeat itself. When you send people to a place, make sure if it's closer, send somebody to come and walk with them from that hotel.
Abantu bethunyelwe endaweni ekufutshane kule ndawo bazaba kuyo, thumela umntu ukusuka kwiziko elo ayokubathatha pha abazise ngapha ne.
Yeah, I think we've actually wasted money, because if people sleep over, the intention is so that they can be at work in a meeting at the right time.
Ngekhona basichithe ngemali ukuba abantu bayalala endaweni, injongo yeyokuba kusasa babe sentlanganisweni.
Because if they had left this morning, they were going to make it to the meeting because somebody will collect them.
Uba babe sentlanganisweni namhlanje kube khona umuntu uyobalanda.
Okay. I want to make ask a direct question to you, Dr. Nyamfu. Did you hold a meeting with the team Yagasuru before the sitting?
Amba kutijana apa kusabe tata benike mutata seru welo benike na tata na etata.
enkosi mhlali ngaphambili bengicela uthinde kakuhle umbuzo kuba mhlawumbe ndizophendula ecaleni.
Thank you, Jefferson. I would ask you to repeat this question. Possibly I will not answer the question directly. I have not heard the question clearly.
We are getting a report from the task team.
What I want to check
is, did you talk to the coordinator
of the task team,
and the team about the presentation that is going to be given today?
Ngentetho ezawunikezelwa namhlanje apha nike naye ukuba nawubetha loo mba.
Mhlali ngaphambili ngabe ndiphaa kwintlanganiso yangephetini kuphela andikhange ke ndifumanise izinto ziqononondisiweyo esawuthetha ngazo. Ibiyintlanganiso yetask team kuphela ebizawulungiselela into yokuba kuziwe apho.
I was in the meeting on the 13th or preparations of the task team for coming here to. There is nothing else, anything else that I did ever discuss.
Kuba ndiwakhumbula kakuhle amazwi ka-chairperson we-interdepartmental task team uMnumzana Seruwe esithi emva kokuba le ntlanganiso isezawusibiza nepalamente ayisilibelanga kodwa bendothukile xa sekusithiwa kuziwa apho.
The words of Mr. Seruwe, the chairperson, then he said we would be called, and I am shocked that we had all now been called suddenly here too. To Parliament. Thank you, Chairperson.
Can we add words from you to respond to this?
Chairperson, I just wish to apologize because my office has been arranging for the transport of ex-mine workers.
Nani kwele ukolo kuba I office ya mebelung sella ukututua kwa bada bebe saka upangela is mine.
It's not the first time, Chairperson, that you appear here. All arrangement has been done properly before, but now because
asikali ukuvela hapa ngaphambili amalung sella lwe sendwa ngukufanele pleyo kwa tuwa kaya ukwa lugu nji.
But my office was told that the place is nearer to Parliament.
I office ya mibi kalewe ubalenda au ikufuchane e Parliament.
We apologize for the inconvenience that this has caused.
See, fellow colleague, cool. Ngempitikezo yenguba kataka edalwe ilemeko yonke.
We had a meeting on the 13th of April.
Sesinganhlanganiso nge 13th ka April.
And I did indicate that we could get an invitation to Parliament, as Mr. Nyamfo has correctly indicated.
Ndiyacho apho ndathi ningasifumana isimemo esithi zani eParliament njengokuba etshilo umntakanyamvu ngokufanelekileyo.
And after that meeting, Chairperson, we did receive, after the 13th of April.
Emveni kwalo mhlanganiso ye-13 zika-April sihlalo siye safumana.
We got the invitation.
Isicelo.
The report I'm presenting here and the resolutions that I have presented to you.
Ingxelo endiyinikezele apha neziphakamiso endizenzileyo kuwe
are based on the meeting on the 13th of April.
Zizalwa yilaa ntlanganiso yethu yange-13 ka-April. Yonke le nto ndithetha apha ndingenisileyo.
It was going to be difficult to have a meeting between the date of the invitation.
Bekuba nzima uba nentlanganiso phakathi kwalo mhla wokuba kubizwa uba yizanganeni.
And to have another meeting with the ex-mine workers because we hold our monthly meetings. So what I have presented is the reflection of the meeting of the 13th. Thank you.
Did we give them the presentation that we're making, that we made to this meeting?
No, Chairperson, the presentation was not given.
Ayi sekalo, othi ndingenise apha, akhange dibanike bona le ntetho ndiyingenisa.
So they are seeing it for the first time as they are getting into this meeting, 2 hours later.
Chairperson, they are seeing it for the first time, but you can maybe ask them, it is a reflection of the meeting that took place on the 13th.
Ewesalo, bayibona kokuqala njengoba bengena apha emhlanganisweni. Kodwa ke ungenze njalo ubabuza,
ngoba ke yonke le nto ichazwe apha koko kwakuqhubekeka kuloo ntlanganiso.
As I've indicated, we didn't have time to have a meeting and make a presentation to them.
Njengoba sendithile, asikhange sibe nalo ithuba loba singanentlanganiso sibe sinompotsho sichaze isiphakamiso kubo.
Question of clarity. At that meeting on the 13th, did the people from the Western Cape and the Free State take part, or was it just the Eastern Cape?
The people from the Free State and the Western Cape were part of the meeting.
Kulantlanganiso yange 13th April, abantu balapha eNtshona Koloni nabase Free State babe khona nabo.
You and your team, mani bege la mapuzo, these points in the report, do they talk to what you discussed in April?
Bawo, tali chonge lo ngaylo, sui chonge lem tali ngaylo le, gaba okukule ngaylo, kukaza oka nani pieta pange, tetin ka April, oka nyeo.
Enkosi ngaphambili enhlanganiso ngokubanzi kuyazi ngoba ndiyithethe loo nto ndithi kunjalo kuba kwalapha phambi kwethu akho nto icacisayo into bahlambi ezaa zinto sizithethileyo phaya zikhulume indlela iyo kanti intoba singakwazi thina ukuzithetha apha akho kwazo apha phambi kwethu ezibahlambi bezima kakhulu ngekuthephambi kwe-24 hours ndlela sizayixela apha enaskeni epalamente kuze sekuqhelanise nayo kangangolo hlobo ke.
Thank you so much. We are in a difficult situation because where I'm seated right in front of me, I have nothing. One could have listened if it was produced some time before to acquaint oneself with these documents.
Now, before I make a determination, let me give other people a chance to say something, and then maybe it will change the way I was, what I wanted to say.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. But in all the meetings we've been attending, I have never seen a list forwarded either by the ex-mine workers nor the department. Now, there simply seems to be a this correspondence, because the department says I have a list and the beneficiary is not coming forward. The beneficiary or the representatives of the beneficiaries are here. So isn't the best way forward is to ask the department or the interdepartmental team to get that list of everyone who is still outstanding, to provide it to the ex-mine workers. The ex-mine workers can then come back and say, we dispute the following or we agree to the following, but we're constantly talking about a collective of people claiming to represent other people, and the department saying we're looking for other people, and there's no meeting of the minds as such on a list that needs to be finalized. So I'm not sure whether I'm missing the point or whether the ex-mine workers have been placed in possession of such a list, but in terms of especially those people which, or beneficiaries which the department is looking for, provide us with that list, we can give it to the ex-mine workers union who do represent those people or claim to represent them. If they can't find the beneficiary, so be it. And then take a determination as to whether that list is going to be supplemented. And let's say, who are the people to be supplemented? Because we keep on speaking about collective. And we can't get to a list which needs to be determined. That seems to be, in my view, the biggest problem at the moment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair, can I speak now? Or I'm just taking the caucus. Okay. Look, I think we should first agree that there might be ex-mine workers who have not been paid all over Africa and all over South Africa. But what the portfolio committee have to deal with should be the ex-mine workers in the Eastern Cape.
Kodwa le portfolio committee indima emele ukuyiqwalasela. Mayiqwalasele indima yabantu ababephangela ezimayini baseMpuma Koloni.
And if there are any other ex-mine workers or the department is dealing with any other ex-mine workers, that should be the activities of the department, not the portfolio committee.
Ukuba kukho abanye basezimayini bezinye indawo, mayibe indima yesebe, hayi indima yeportfolio committee lena.
And our way forward here, Chairperson, should be, can we get the actual report of what is happening in the Eastern Cape, or concerning the Eastern Cape ex-mine workers?
Indlela yokubheka phambili apha, singawufumanisa na umkhombandlela wokuba kuqhubeka ntoni kanye mayelana nabantu ababephangele mine baseMpuma Koloni.
And then we conclude that particular project. And if there's any other thing, let's deal with it separately. We'll have to agree on the process to deal with that. Thank you.
Chairperson, as we continue, I want to support what Honorable Dirasakhai, not because I'm sitting next to him.
If you pass out to your home, never show the people, I could want them to be done. I could have passed out.
But because I want to come back and unroot the reason for the formation of the interdepartmental task team in dealing with the Eastern Cape issue.
Mandize ndikhoyo ndikwaxa ndibonise kuba le task team nayo inyulelwe ntoni ukuba mayiqwalasele imeko yabantu baseMpuma Koloni.
And how it came about to get into the work of this portfolio committee.
Yaze loo nto yakhokelela njani na ekubona uba ibe ngumsebenzi wale committee.
Chairperson, I don't want us as a portfolio committee to involve ourselves in the operational program of the department.
Sihlala ndifuni thina njengeportfolio committee sizibandakanye okanye sizifake ekusebenzeni sibone sesibona sesikho ekusebenzeni kwesebe.
Because we'll end up being people who are looking at lists of beneficiaries, matching them and what, and that's not what we are here for.
So tell us jonga unosu lwabantu abafuna imali ingento esikhona na akuba masijongane nomlomali.
But because we find ourselves now in a situation where we've got Free State representation and the Western Cape representation of ex-mine workers who have been included into the interdepartmental task team, which is not incorrect. It
is.
But let's agree on focusing on the Eastern Cape and wrapping up issues of the Eastern Cape.
Kodwa masivumelane masiqwalasele imeko yaseMpuma Koloni sishwangathele le yaseMpuma Koloni.
Thank you, Honorable Makhosi. But you know, sometimes we are forced to deal with operational matters in the department. If those operational matters are affecting the functioning of the committee, you are dragging us in even attempting to
Sometimes I even feel tempted that we need to somehow be involved in the micromanagement of these processes, because they affect what we do. And if things are not done properly, then we are forced to move in and say, guys, from now onwards, this is what we are going to do on a daily basis until this matter is put to finality. Because if we don't do that, we're going to waste lots of money calling meetings that are not producing anything. In the first place, when you are a task team, you meet, go through the discussion, agree on a report that is going to be given, because in that report, in the meeting, there will have been different views about particular things. But what is going to be presented to the public, to us, this time as the people that you are reporting to, because we can only report to Parliament through us. Now, if things are not going properly, we are forced to say, when you invite people, where do they sleep? Where should they sleep, and where are you going to sleep? Because then if you're having a problem to meet and discuss issues, you rather sleep in one hotel so that you can have meetings after hours, you know, so that we get a presentation that is informed by all members of the steering committee. I'm going to, with this information given, to say that let us deal with the matter of the Eastern Cape, because we need to close the Eastern Cape and put the rest on hold. And then what I'm going to suggest after this is the Free State and the task team can actually meet for 2 to 3 hours after the meeting to discuss about your next presentation.
The committee, no, Tibana, I was in Binem Venkoku, Baboni San, Baba Amba,
and you need to agree about how you're going to communicate from now onwards. That you must discuss the presentation before it comes to us.
Yes, and Zanuk Susanango, Niko Kendo, Pamkovanisi Sapakuti.
Because if it's to happen the other way around, next time I'll tell everybody to take their bags and go home. And whoever called that meeting, who did not do that, the money will be deducted from their own pockets of all the expenses. We'll make sure that is done, even if it's to me. That the portfolio committee will send a suggest to Parliament that this money should be deducted from somebody's account.
Parliament, the money my cousin, no matter who sent food, no money, kabani kabani.
Thank you very much.
Ngosikaku.
With this, can we deal with the matter of the Eastern Cape and leave everybody else out?
And
the questions we are going to be asked will be questions that deals only with the Eastern Cape. Just before we continue, is it ready? Yeah, let's take a 10-minute tea break. And then when we come in, we will deal with this matter. I saw that there were a lot of... Can you just be patient a little bit? There were a lot of hands happening this side. You will get your time to talk to the commissioner after the meeting. Unless if it's something that is going to help us to deal with the matter of the Eastern Cape.
Kokba ngumba lo enifuna ukubuza oza unqedana nalomba suphethe waseMpuma Koloni.
Let's take a 10-minute tea break.
Ishumile nezuzu
ngakho. Remember, we have our little contract.